Hi, thanks for joining us on another Marlins Rewind. It's October 1st, first day of the premier month of Major League Baseball. Fish Family Code today, October. Last night, the Marlins started their final series of the season in Washington. Game got delayed by the rain. Marlins recovered nicely. With the full rewind, here's Gaff.
Well, we had a 1 hour, 48-minute rain delay at the outset tonight. The Marlins made it worth the wait as they beat the Nationals 7-4 in the opening game of this three-game series. It's the final three-game series of this 2016 season. Andrew Cashner got the start for the Marlins. A.J. Cole on the mound for the Nats tonight. And the Marlins struck first in inning number two. Marlins got three straight hits to begin that inning. Christian Yelich a double. Marcell Ozuna a single. Men at first and third for Justin Bour.
Here's the pitch and a ground ball base hit out into right center. 1-0 Marlins. Yelich comes in from third. Bour knocks in a run. And Ozuna advances to second base. The Marlins put the first run on the board. 1-0 here in the second.
No, Ozuna advanced to third base on a Realmuto fly ball to center. That was finally the first out in the inning. Marlins at the corners for Danny Echevarria.
And the pitch. And this ball is lined up the middle. That's a base hit and a run batted in for Echevarria. The Marlins take a 2-0 lead with Ozuna scoring. Two runs on four hits and still only just one out in this inning.
Well, the Marlins would be done after the two runs in that second inning as Cole came back to strike out Andrew Cashner and he got D. Gordon to bounce to second. But in the third, the Marlins continued to pounce on Cole. They got some help. Derek Dietrich led the inning off with a pop-up on the right side of the infield. A miscommunication between Danny Espinosa and Stephen Drew led to the ball clanking off the glove of Drew. Went for a two-base error. A base hit by Martin Prado sent Dietrich to third base. Marlins are at the corners for Christian Yelich. 1-2 to Yelich is in the air to left field. Worth has it measured. He's going to make the catch. Dietrich tags at third. He'll come home, and he'll score an unearned run, but it counts just the same. Marlins up 3-0 in the third on the Yelich sack fly. And then after a fly ball to right by Marcell Ozuna, Marlins had Christian Yelich at third base for Justin Bour. 3-2, a ground ball at the middle. Pass the dive of Drew into center field. A second RBI single for Bour. In from third, Prado. Marlins will score two more here in the third inning. And now it's a 4-0 Miami lead. Well, things were looking good. Marlins had jumped on Cole for four early runs. And that early offense, our move of the game, brought to you by the Fish Movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes to moving your family, let All My Sons be your Fish Movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. But the Nationals came back after Cashner had worked three innings of two-hit shutout ball. He got into immediate trouble in the fourth, leading the inning off. Anthony Rendon. Pitch to Rendon is hammered to left. Back goes Dietrich in front of the bullpen. He'll watch that one sail way out of here. Anthony Rendon is at his 20th of the season, and the Nationals are on the scoreboard. It's 4-1 in the fourth. And next up, Stephen Drew. Payoff pitch to Drew is in the air to center. Another ball well hit. Yelich back on the track at the wall, and the Nationals have gone back-to-back. Rendon and Drew to begin the fourth, 4-2. Then Clint Robinson singled. Danny Espinosa popped a short for the first out, but the Nats were just getting warmed up against Cashner. With a man on, up to the plate stepped Jose Lobaton. Here's a ball ripped toward the alley, right center field. That one is going to get high off the wall. Extra bases. Waved around third, Robinson coming to the plate. D's relay throw cut off. It's a one-run game. 4-3 on an RBI double by the number 8 man, the catcher Lobaton. Well, pinch hitter Wilmer Defoe drew a walk. And there were Nationals at first and third after a wild pitch advanced Lobaton for Trey Turner. And Turner drives one out toward right field. Going to get down for hit to tie the score. Ozuna firing toward third base. The throw and Defoe is out at third base. What a peg by Ozuna for the second out. That was a big out, and it would help Cashner get out of the inning. Jason Worth a fly ball to center to end the inning, but 8 to the plate, 4 scored, and the Marlins 4-0 lead was gone. 4-4 after 4. Little did we know the Nats would have only one base runner the rest of the way. This one went to the bullpens early. A.J. Cole pitched only 3 for the Nats. 6 hits, 4 runs, 2 earned. Didn't walk anybody, struck out 2. for the Marlins. Andrew Cashner, 4 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs. He walked 2, struck out 3, allowed the back-to-back homers to Rendon and Drew in the fourth inning. He threw 76 pitches, 45 strikes, had a wild pitch mixed in there as well. Game was tied into the sixth inning with Sammy Solis on for his second inning of work. He led a leadoff double to Justin Bour, who went 3-for-4 tonight, knocked in a couple of runs. Bour went to third base when JT Realmuto flew out to right. Marlins had men at the corners after an Echeverria walk. That was it for Solis. Trevor Gott came out of the bullpen. Gott got the pinch hitter, Jeff Francoeur, with the lefty D. Gordon coming up. Oliver Perez, left-hander on a pitch for the Nationals. Lefty-lefty matchup. Marlins trying to grab the lead in the sixth.
And Perez to the plate. And a slow roller to the left side. This is a tough play for Espinosa. Gets it over to first base, but not in time. And scoring from third is Justin Bour. And D. Gordon's speed made that play. Hit a ball slowly on the wet grass. And it was a tough play for Espinosa. Did all he could do. But the Marlins take the lead. 4-4.
Marlins take the lead with their speed in the sixth. They extend the lead with their power in the seventh. Christian Yelich facing lefty Sean Burnett. 0-1 to Yelich is ripped deep to right. Harper back looking up at the wall. Goodbye, Christian Yelich with his 21st of the season. And the Marlins add to their lead. It's 6-4 in the seventh as Yelich takes the lefty deep. Meanwhile, the Marlins bullpen is rolling along. Mike Dunn, a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Brian Ellington, perfect in the sixth. Fernando Rodney, same thing in the seventh. David Phelps, same thing in the eighth. He struck out the side. Harper, Rendon, and Drew through the eighth inning. Marlins relievers had faced 12, and they had struck out 12. Top of the ninth, facing Blake Treinen. Miami trying to extend a 6-4 lead. Marlins got a leadoff double from Miguel Rojas, who was batting for the first time in the ball game. Martin Prado's ground ball got Miggy to third. They intentionally walked Christian Yelich, putting Marlins runners at first and third for Marcel Ozuna.
First and third. Here's the pitch. A swing and a line drive. Base hit to center field. Ozuna has come through. He's knocked in the seventh run for the Marlins. A 7-4 ninth inning lead. He wanted that badly. They walked Yelich in front of him to get to him, and he came through with an RBI single.
And the Marlins handed that 7-4 advantage to A.J. Ramos on in an attempt to get his 40th save of the season. He walked the first man, Clint Robinson, in the ninth inning. That ended the run of 12 consecutive batters retired by Marlins relievers. But A.J. bounced back nicely. He struck out Danny Espinosa for the first out. He struck Jose Lobaton out for the second out. And the Nationals down to their last hope in this ballgame, Brian Goodwin.
The pitch, the 0-2. Over, strike three called. He's done it. Walked the first batter, struck out the next three, has his 40th save, and the Marlins have a very satisfying 7-4 win over the Washington Nationals.
Game 159 belongs to Miami. For the Marlins, 7 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 10 men left on base. For the Nationals tonight, 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. The Nats ran 5. Mike Dunn, the winning pitcher in relief, he's 6-1. Sammy Solis, the loser, 2-4 for A.J. Ramos, save number 40. Time of the game was 3 hours, 8 minutes after a rain delay of 1 hour, 43 minutes before the first pitch tonight. Didn't play ball till 8:48. And a crowd of 30,857 goes home, not just disappointed, but also a little soggy. Marlins with the winner, 79-80. Now 39-40 on the road with 2 to go. Nationals fall to 93-67. They're 48-31 here at Nats Park. Miami's won 9 of 17 against the division champion Washington Nationals. Our Pepsi stats of the game, Pepsi live for now. Marlins relievers tonight, Dunn, Ellington, Rodney, Phelps, and Ramos combined for 5 innings of no-hit, no-run ball, 1 walk, and how about this, 10 strikeouts. Nationals hitters went 0-for-15 with 10 Ks and a single walk against the Marlins bullpen tonight. And the man who got the final 3 outs, A.J. Ramos, with his 40th save of the season, becomes the 5th pitcher in Marlins franchise history to record a 40-save season. Armando Benitez set a club record with 47 saves in 2004. Antonio Alfonseca saved 45 in 2000. Brian Harvey saved 45 in the inaugural season, 1993. Todd Jones, the last Marlin with a 40-save season, he saved 40 on the button in 2005. A.J. with number 40 here in Washington tonight.
2 day games will finish off the 2016 season. This afternoon at 4:05, Radio broadcast is on 610 WIOD in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. Join us around 3:30 for Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico. And Hall of Famer Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner will have the play-by-play for you from Washington, D.C. Listen at MLB.com, use the MLB at Bat app, and along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.